Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of History Every Day, where we look back on the most interesting and important events that took place on this day in the past. This is episode number 305 for April 30th, and we're going to start off in 1803 with the Louisiana Purchase. The United States purchases the Louisiana territory from France for $15 million, more than doubling the size of the young nation. And then in 1945, during World War II, Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun commit suicide after being married for less than 40 hours. And finally, in 1975, communist forces gain control of Saigon. The Vietnam War formally ends with the unconditional surrender of the South Vietnamese. I'm Austin Dahl, your host as always. Let's get into it and let's see what we can learn today. On April 30th, 1803, the United States made a monumental real estate transaction known as the Louisiana Purchase, buying the Louisiana Territory from France for $15 million. This acquisition more than doubled the size of the young nation, adding approximately 828,000 square miles of territory west of the Mississippi River to the United States. The Louisiana Purchase is considered one of the most significant achievements of Thomas Jefferson's presidency and a pivotal moment in American history, laying the groundwork for westward expansion and the United States' emergence as a continental power. The purchase raised significant constitutional questions, as the U.S. Constitution did not explicitly grant the federal government the power to acquire new territory. Jefferson was a strict constructionist, and he was initially conflicted, but eventually accepted the deal, justifying it as a treaty acquisition. On April 30th, 1945, as World War II neared its end in Europe, Adolf Hitler, the dictator of Nazi Germany, and his longtime companion Eva Braun, whom he had married less than 40 hours earlier, committed suicide together in the Führer bunker in Berlin. This event marked the definitive end of the Nazi regime's leadership as Soviet forces closed in on the German capital. The same day, Soviet soldiers famously raised the victory banner over the Reichstag building, symbolizing the imminent victory of the Allies over Nazi Germany and the liberation of Europe from fascist tyranny. On April 30th, 1975, a pivotal moment in the history of the Vietnam War occurred, with the fall of Saigon, marking the end of the conflict as communist forces from North Vietnam captured Saigon, the capital of South Vietnam. This event led to the unconditional surrender of South Vietnamese President Dong Van Minh and the subsequent reunification of Vietnam under communist control. The fall of Saigon symbolized the culmination of years of conflict that had deeply divided Vietnam, the United States, and the global community. North Vietnamese tanks breached the gates of the presidential palace in Saigon on the morning of April 30th, symbolizing the city's capture. President Dong Van Minh, who had been in power for only a few days, announced the unconditional surrender of South Vietnam. The fall of Saigon led to the immediate reunification of Vietnam, which was officially declared on July 2nd, 1976, with the country being renamed the Socialist Republic of Vietnam. The end of the war also triggered a mass exodus of Vietnamese refugees, known as boat people, many of whom fled persecution and sought asylum in other countries. The Vietnam War and the fall of Saigon had profound impacts on American society, politics, and military policy, leading to widespread public disillusionment with the government and a reevaluation of U.S. foreign policy. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of History Every Day. Please give the podcast both a rating and a follow on Apple and Spotify, and I will see you all tomorrow for some more history.